Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We've been awesome. It's a great week.
Yes.
And I tell you what, we just had the holidays, and I miss them already. All right. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. Tell you what, it's beautiful. This is a great place.
This is where all the snowbirds come out to.
You know.
Because, geez, it's nice to be 80 degrees in the middle of January.
Yep. And then, you know, athletes all live out here. Half the Rockets and the Texans and the Astros and stuff live out here. It's just a great place.
And some of our previous Oilers.
And if you like pecan trees, this is a wonderful place.
Yes.
This is tons of pecan trees and things like that. You know, but speaking of pecan trees, let's talk about prednisone.
Okay. From one to the other.
One to the other. We're kind of getting over all this COVID stuff, and it's there's not one version of it, there's another version of it. But one of the things that's helped everybody get over it is the steroids, the prednisone.
Right, so it's steroids.
Wonderful stuff if you got poison ivy. Tell you what, and when I take it for something, it makes me almost want to go get poison ivy, because when
you
I take
good.
It, every joint in my body feels wonderful.
Yes, because prednisone is an anti-inflammatory. It stops the production of the cytokines that cause inflammation. And when you have inflammation, you have pain. So it stops that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the interesting things, I mean, there's so many types of prednisone. There's prednisone, methylprednisone. There's Kenalog. I mean, Temavate. There's just tons of different types. Dexamethasone. And each one of those we utilize specific to the problem. So a lot of people are probably most familiar with the Medrol dose pack, where you take 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually after a bronchitis or a pneumonia to help decrease the inflammation. Because what allows us to cough is that you have inflammation in the throat and in the lungs, that the cilia are not moving correctly. So there's little tiny hairs that are actually nerve fibers, and when they get frustrated, they cause us to cough. And that prednisone will help to decrease that by decreasing the inflammation. The other part, which you had mentioned, is that, gosh, you get a lot of energy. We recently had a parent state that, gosh, you know, the pediatrician, the kids got prednisolone, which is a liquid prednisone, and they are just all over the mat. Well, yeah, they're going to get a little wired
they're
with it.
They're bouncing everywhere.
Yeah, for adults, usually you might clean your closet or the drawers, or do something like that, the garage, because you get a little bit of an energy. And after COVID, we have found a lot of people that just didn't bounce back very well. Not only their adrenal glands were fatigued, they also had something that's called Epstein-Barr virus or cytomegalovirus, and those are very predominant for chronic fatigue. And that prednisone would give them a little bit of a bump in energy. And really what it was doing was decreasing the inflammation while it was giving them the bump. And remember, prednisone can cause you to be a little hungry, so that is an untoward effect if you're trying to keep your waist. So you have to be very knowledgeable about that, and just, you know, if you're desiring the sugars, know it's the medication and try to hold off and try to go for the proteins, because that'll make a difference also in the inflammation and decreasing it in your body.
Yeah, but you always feel like actually working out and exercising and going out and let's go bicycling, let's go walking, because you just feel so darn good. And I know they're really bad for your kidneys and things like
correct.
That and liver and
yes.
and all your rest of your body parts, but gosh, it's just a wonderful thing.
So when people have called and said, gosh, after the Z-Pack and after the Medrol dose pack, I just felt like I wanted to feel. I'm like, let's do some checking to see if you have chronic fatigue. Or mono, all of those can cause mm-hmm. that lingering, not only just a brain fog, but your body just doesn't feel like it's where it needs to be. And prednisone, while it can help, it's not something that you want long term, because prednisone also causes osteoporosis. It weakens the bones.
Oops.
So you only want to take it for a short time. You know, we want the good effects, not the bad effects. Some people get very swollen with prednisone, because prednisone is also linked to sodium. So people who are sodium sensitive will get a lot of waterlogged, basically.
Oh, good. So you maintain water, and so you end up gaining a little water
weight. So you gain a little water weight during that time. And, you know, for rheumatoid arthritis or other rheumatological illnesses, a lot of times they're just on 5 milligrams every single day, not only for their adrenal glands, but their body's just not making what it needs. And we consider that a physiologic response. So they're not gaining weight. They're actually doing really well and controlling the inflammation. Because in autoimmune, basically, you're allergic to yourself. So you're attacking your own body with inflammation. So we have to stop that. And one of the things that we do is utilize prednisone in very low doses. When we have a flare, you know, where somebody comes in and they're in extreme pain, then mm-hmm. we'll use higher doses, like 60 milligrams. Sometimes we even have to do an IV of a prednisone type medication.
Yeah, I've had those kind of shots, you know, mm-hmm. just get you
shots
get
for you allergies off, you know, or during allergy stuff. Season.
And,
yes.
And okay, and then you're great. And then next day you're just feeling so much better. You're going, wow. Yeah. And you end up doing more than you really should sometimes.
And that's where we always remind people that even though you're feeling better, I mean, let's say that you have an injured knee and I inject it with steroid. I'm like, you cannot go home and go do all the things that you want to do.
Right.
I need you to take it easy, which I say convalesce. Convalesce means you've got to put up social media. You have to put up the phone. And I want you to just watch the Hallmark Channel or watch some MMA on YouTube. Whatever it is, just to relax and not think for a little while. Because I need you to rest. Because the only way that you restore is through sleep. So I need you to be able to do that. And prednisone actually wires you. So the timing of taking it is very much, very important on the timing. So I'll share with people, if they're taking a Medrol dose pack, try to finish the last dose before 5 o'clock so that I can get them to sleep by 11.
So it also makes you sometimes make you a little cranky.
Yes, it can,
it
which
can
we call
make
it
people a little cranky.
Agitation. Are you yes. feeling a little agitated?
And some of the kids take it, you
and,
know,
and that's like ADD on fire.
Yeah,
if you've ever seen the movie The Incredibles, there's Jack, and that's exactly how the kids will act. They're going to be on fire,
on
ready
fire,
to go. It's just
know.
It'll pass once they're going. Well, number one, you know they're feeling better. And you can call the doctor and see if you can't reduce the medication at that time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, let me cut down the medication before you bounce off the walls.
Yes,
here.
But it all works. Okay. It all works for inflammation.
Yeah, there's so many things, but there's no real natural supplements or anything like that that would mimic that.
I'm so glad you asked that, because the best one is actually an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan. Keep
there
the inflammation
is.
Down in your system, then your body's naturally going to be able to fight it. So like with rheumatoid arthritis, I don't take any medications. And, you know, I've shared that many a times, is that I really strictly follow an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan. So what is that? 5 steps. I don't smoke. I don't drink. Those are really simple for me. Maybe not for everybody. And then for those who do drink, I'll usually ask patients, well, what do you like to drink? And as soon as they say red wine, I'm like, no red wine, because red wine actually causes more inflammation. So there's different segments of the alcohols that I encourage them to make mocktails. And I can send me an email and I'll give you our mocktail.
See, I drink some spirits occasionally, but I just call it being spiritual.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know. Which is, yeah.
And then so. The third is low sugar, low carbs. So I try to keep the carbs under 50. The national average is 200 to 250. So a person who is doing like a very strict keto, and I'm saying the strictest of it, is probably at 25. So somewhere around there, you find what's right for you. It might be going from 250 down to 150, and that's a change. So what does that look like? Basically, a cup of rice is 27 grams.
Okay.
So if you're only going to have 50 grams, you already had half in your small cup of rice. So the idea would be to just really count it. I like Carb Manager and MyFitPal to just kind of maybe do a check here and there when I feel like I'm being not as strict, and that gets me right back on board. And avocados are kind of my savior fruit. When I'm feeling like I need energy, mm-hmm. I go to it because it has a vegetable protein, it has a good fat, and it goes to the mind and just wakes it up.
Yeah, you know, some people have a cheese, some people have a piece of meat or mm-hmm. beef jerky or something like that, a protein of some sort, just to get you, okay,
get you
to wake me going.
Yeah.
I may have cheese and crackers or something like that, and I know you don't like dairy that much. So
what we do for our, like what I'd call our protein pack, mm-hmm. when we're traveling or it's going to be a long day, we usually have boiled eggs, cashews, are probably our mainstays. Mm-hmm. And then there's different protein bars that we like.
Right. Okay. They're all very good. So mm-hmm. folks, if you have any questions, info@everydayhealthhacker.com would be ready to get hold of us. And email us and we'll always answer every single one of them. Most of the time that same day.
Y'all have a blessed day, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Hope you had a great holiday, and be sure to email us. Be sure to love it, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We would really appreciate it, and we hope you have a great week.